Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. It is a blessing to be here and doing God's work. It's awesome. And Tara is in the studio.
Yay!
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are on a new journey.
We are.
I can't wait. You have to share what new study we're doing. And
first, let's tell them what happened with Tell It Well.
Yes.
Okay. So Tell It Well is, I'm really excited, the International Orality Network. Woo, anybody go look it up. This is one of my favorite organizations, ION, that really promotes proclaiming the gospel through oral means, meaning you tell in a way that people will understand, and best form is through story, and like we do here with Cultivating Hearts, and communicating the gospel in your own words in a way that people can understand, especially if a person is a person who chooses not to read or a person who cannot read.
Mm-hmm.
And the Samuel Chang, the leader, contacted me this week, and they would like to put Tell It Well in their resource kit for leaders around the world for them to have access to. And I'm so humbled, so excited, so ready to unleash it and let it go and see what God can do. Not that I will ever know anything that ever happens on this side of heaven. That'll be a God thing once we get to heaven. But
praise God.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Life-changing.
So, yeah. And so we did that for a whole year here on Cultivating Hearts.
You can go to a whole year?
We did, didn't we?
Wow.
So you can go to tararye.com and you can listen in on the Tell It Well series that Sabrina and I dialogued through. Now we're going to begin a new series. And I told Sabrina, well, I'm just so excited. She's laughing at me. And I had this vision in my mind of, you know, like kind of like a horse at the gate to get ready to run a race. That's kind of how I feel, because this has been on my heart for over a year and a half. And I've been just really meditating on this whole concept of what we're going to be talking about. And I'm holding on to the idea for a second. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I had at Lifeway, I was at Writers Conference, and one of our editors was recommending a book. And he recommended, and this is about a year and a half ago this happened, he recommended that I read 66 Love Letters by Dr. Larry Crabb. And, oh, it's a great book. You need to get it. So while I was reading this book, I read this phrase that Dr. Crabb had said. And he said that there are seven moments in the book of Luke where Jesus prayed. And I thought, really? Where scripture actually says Jesus prayed. And I thought, I've got to look those up. So immediately I did a Google on my word search and I pulled up those seven moments. And then I read the phrase. He said, the word for prayed is, it comes from when it says Jesus prayed, it's prosoukomai. That's Greek. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. It means to wish forward. So when Jesus prayed these seven moments, it comes from the Greek word prosoukomai, which means to wish forward. And this was huge as far as I was concerned, as far as, wow, I'm like, I got to really think on this, because my mind immediately went to the fact, how many times in the Gospels does it say, I came to do the will of the Father? I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. You know I'm here to do the will of the Father. It's not my time yet. And if you take the idea that Jesus is wishing forward, wanting and moving forward towards something, what is it that he was moving forward to? And when every moment that he prayed in the book of Luke, Luke chose to use this word seven times to convey that in Jesus' heart, that there was a desire, a want, a will to move forward, a wishing forward. Now, I have to clarify, because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm putting fairy tales or magical ideas into the Word of God. This is not a wishing as in like, I'm wishing upon a star. I wish I may, I wish I might have a wish I wish tonight. That is not what this word means. This is a desire, a deep, deep, passionate want to, a will to, a wish to. Okay? And so whereas we may have in our society turned the word wish into something magical and, you know, fairy tale-ish. That is not what this is. It's actually a wishing forward to the death on the cross.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and so it struck me, and I'm like, okay, God, I have got to get into this. I have to dig into this. So I had a speaking engagement coming up at Grace Fellowship here in Omaha, and they gave me permission to do it on whatever I wanted, as long as it dealt with prayer. And I started laughing. I'm like, God, that's so you. You know, they said, just do whatever you want, but we want something to do with prayer. And I said, I have exactly what I want to do. And so I began the process. And what we're going to do, however long it takes us to complete the series, I don't know yet, because it's in the process of being written.
Mm-hmm. And I love that.
And so this will be the first time on the radio for our program with Cultivating Hearts and our over 5 years of doing this ministry that we will actually be doing something I'm currently writing versus something that I had already written and it's out. Does that make sense?
Fresh. This is new.
Yeah. And so I'm really excited to see how this is going to unfold. So we'll just move forward, and we will dialogue through scripture. We will story through scripture. We will do a lot of things through the word of these seven moments in Jesus's life. And today, what I wanted to do is just kind of set the stage for the whole series to get the idea and the concept in. And then as time leads, then we'll go into what I would consider my introduction to the series. Okay.
Sounds great.
Yay.
We're ready for the ride.
You're ready for the ride. Okay. What did you think first of the prosugo mai, the to wish forward? Because I saw kind of like...
My face?
Yeah.
I think immediately when I hear like what you said, when you hear the word wish, my immediate thing is kind of like luck.
Yeah. We're going to redeem the word.
Yeah. So that was my first thinking, like wishing. But when you said it in the Greek, then it gave a deeper meaning.
How it's defined, mm-hmm. right? And my mind went to, you know, the passage, and I don't have the address at the moment, but, you know, the deep calls out the deep.
Mm-hmm.
And you think of a deep wishing well. I pray to God, the God of the deep, and ask him to call out the deep in me. And so, in a way, that is a wishing towards, a wanting, a will to. And so
I love that.
Yeah. And I figured the reason why I chose to use, instead of desiring forward or wanting forward or willing forward, wishing forward, I think will catch somebody's attention that might not pick up something related to the Word of God.
I agree. I think we've talked about this before, and I'm not trying to go on a tangent, but we've talked about people that do a lot of angel, mm-hmm. You know, right. collecting angels, believing right. in angels. And I think somebody like that kind of a mindset.
A spiritual mindset, but not necessarily Christ mindset. Right.
That would pick that up and say, oh, this kind of goes with the theme of my life.
Right.
And so I completely agree with that.
Yeah. And then bring them into the deep.
Exactly.
That's my goal, is to have something that will catch them and draw them in. So I looked up the word pros. Okay, because it's prosukomai. And the pros means is anything that is advantageous, that it's for. It means that it's a motion that is moving forward. Okay. It's never going back.
Mm.
It is a constant motion that is moving forward. It's always in the movement of going forward, going forth.
I love that.
And then, and that's according to the New American Standard Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible. How's that for a big word? Okay. Now, ukomai is literally to pray. It is to pray, to wish, to would wish, to want to wish, to will to wish, to desire to. Okay? And so that's also the New American Standard Exhaustive Concordance that gives that. As Jesus is wishing forward, he is wishing forward to Jerusalem.
Mm.
Okay, and we all know, why is he wishing towards Jerusalem? He's going to Jerusalem to do God's will.
Right.
He came, he was born as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes for one purpose.
To save all of us.
That's right. Mm. And so that is the movement he has going forward. And so I thought, God, I'm going to just pull those up just to give you some references. And we won't look these up right now, but if somebody was interested... Jesus's focus toward Jerusalem is spoken about in Luke 9:51, Luke 13:22, Luke 17:11, Luke 18:31, Luke 19:11, Luke 19:28, and Luke 19:37. And that's just a few of them that I wrote down. And that's just Luke. That doesn't include Matthew, Mark, and John's references to that that may be in different settings than the ones in Luke. So this is something that was very important in the eyes of Christ as to his movement going forward. And so in John 17, we will actually, through the next few days, we will weeks for this whole month, we will actually study John 17. Mm-hmm. Before we actually go into Luke, I'm going to have us take an in-depth look at John 17 because that's kind of the end of Jesus's movement forward for our souls, and it's his prayer. And in his prayer, he tells us why he's wishing forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote down three that were really just immediately on my heart when I was looking at that. And based on the John 17 passage in his prayer, it tells us that he wished forward to do the will of the Father. He wished forward, focusing on to build the kingdom of God to bring God glory, okay? And that he wished forward that the people would believe in him, because that's why the Father sent him. And so that's why we'll begin with John's prayer, and we'll go more in depth on that, but I just kind of wanted to give a hint towards that. So the seven moments, I wanted to tell you the titles of those, and then we'll kind of begin getting into it. I noticed as I went through and took each of these sections that it actually was an example of a moment in my life or in your life where I too needed to be able to wish forward, to want, to desire to do God's will. They actually represent the culmination of different moments in our life. It's amazing. I mean, it astounded me. I was, you know, had an idea, and then as it began to unfold, it brought me to tears because I was so humbled at how perfect the Word of God is and how you can even take settings of moments in Jesus's life and see how purposeful it was in God revealing to us his plan for us. So the first time is at Jesus' baptism, okay? And Jesus' baptism occurs in Luke 3:21-22. And we won't read the scriptures this time because over the next few months, we're actually going to study these very much in depth.
Okay.
But what occurred to me in this particular one is that we all have to, in times of obedience, wish forward in Christ. Okay? It was obedience on the part of Christ to follow through with baptism. And we each have moments where we have to move forward in obedience. Remember, pros is moving forward. We cannot go backwards. And so in our moments of obedience, we have to remember it's a wishing forward to the will of God, to bring glory to God so that others can believe in God. Do you see how it builds on what Jesus's was?
Yes.
Okay. The second time is in Luke 5:16. And it's when the man with leprosy comes up to Christ, and he asks Jesus to heal him. And he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can clean me." And Jesus says, "I am willing." Well, shortly after that, after the preaching, the teaching, and the healing, Jesus withdrew to a lonely place. And Scripture says Jesus prayed, which was Jesus pros ukomai. And it dawned on me that each of us in our moments of serving have to keep moving forward towards the will of the Father to bring glory to the Father so that others can believe in the Father. Okay, do you see that? And Sabrina, you can step in because I know that this is kind of an introduction.
I'm just learning. Listening.
I know. It's just what I don't want you to feel like you can't speak. And so on the third one, it was just before he was to choose the 12 disciples that he withdrew to pray. And in Luke 6:12, it says that Jesus went out onto the mountainside and he spent the entire night praying to God. And I thought, God, that's amazing. So not just in times of obedience, not just in times of serving, but in times of decision, we have to choose to wish forward to do the will of the Father to bring him glory so others can believe in him. I mean, it always goes back to that, always. And I thought, that's amazing, okay, because we have to deal with decision. I don't know anybody that doesn't have decisions that they don't have to make. Okay, the fourth time is in Luke 9, 18 through 22. And Jesus was, the crowds had been crazy, and he was praying in private with his disciples were with him, and he asked them, who do the crowds say that I am? And so it's that moment when it got too hard for some disciples and people were walking away, and he's wanting them to tell who he is, because the rejection has begun. And it's not just the rejection of the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. It's disciples. And it occurred to me, we all have moments of rejection. Mm-hmm. We all are going to be rejected. And in those moments of rejection, or in moments when we have to take a stand, so whether it's the rejection comes and then we have a choice we have to make, we have to take a stance. Our stance has to be that I will wish forward to the will of the Father, mm-hmm. for the glory of the Father, so that others might believe. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then, so the fifth time that happens is that it's at Jesus' transfiguration. And, you know, they're there on the mount, and then they have, you know, Peter's just so astounded by what's like, we need to build a tabernacle here. And, you know, it's just moments before that all occurs, before glory was revealed. It tells us in Luke 9:29, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him. They went up to the mountain to pray. So before that great revelation took place, he prayed. We all want to have a revelation, don't we? We all want to hear from God. We all want to know what God's will is. So we all have to wish forward to know the will of the Father, to bring glory to the Father, to help others to believe in him. So do you see how it keeps, you know, it fits mm-hmm. in with each one. And then the sixth time, go ahead, you have something? No. I got to hurry. We don't have much time.
I'm just telling you, 1 minute.
1 minute, 1 minute. So the sixth time is in times of seeking. In Luke 11:1, it says that Jesus was praying in a certain place, and he had just finished teaching the disciples how to pray. And they were asking, how do we pray? We all have times that we need to seek the Father. Mm. Okay? So there's going to be times where you too are going to have to seek him. How do I pray? How do I praise you? How do I do this? You know, seeking him. So in times of seeking, we want to wish forward. And the last one is in times of preparation. And that's at Mount of Olives before the cross, and he was releasing his will to the Father. And in Luke 22:39-44, and it says he withdrew about a stone's throw away, he knelt down, and he prayed. And at that moment, he prayed for the will of the Father so much to be known in his life that he sweat blood for us. And that's what it was, is he was wishing forward for the will of the Father, that his glory would be made known so that those who hear will believe. We're so glad you listened today. You got to come back so you can get more. God bless.